We're going to talk about dress code now. We're doing this for a reason when Stephen isn't here, because he would definitely get turned away. But when going out for a meal, would you find it acceptable to wear trainers? Some of London's most exclusive eateries have relaxed their strict dress codes to accommodate trainer-loving celebrities such as Mick Jagger and David Beckham, who are regularly seen around Belfast and Shaftesbury Square eating out. They regularly go out wearing trainers with jeans and even sometimes with suits. So is it okay to wear trainers when out for dinner, or should you dress in a bit of a dress code so that it's nice, it's smart? Maybe you should be wearing shoes, and then the strict dress codes are there maybe for a reason. I'm joined by commentator Paul Martin and tailor and fashionista Chris Souter. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Once again, Paul Martin, Stephen is off and you're allowed back on the airwaves.
Absolutely. Keep Stephen off the air. It's better for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you know what? I'm a bit cheaper than him, so let's go no further than that. Paul Martin, what do you reckon?
I think you should wear whatever you want. You know, dining these days, it should not be an elitist thing. If you turn on the TV, you'll see all the top celebrity chefs like Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver, just to name a couple. And these are cool, trendy people who dress in whatever they want. They're great chefs, and they're very much up with the times. So I think you wear whatever you want. You know, what we should be focusing on is the food and the joyful experience of going out and having an incredible meal. I'll give you an example. I was out in Paris a couple of years ago. I went to the Georges V restaurant, which is about £400 for a meal. One of the most fantastic meals of my life. One thing I can't tell you is what anybody was wearing or what they were looking like, because I didn't care because the food was so good. So I think we need to get off our snobby horses here and just enjoy the experience.
I guess, Paul, if you're going to a certain type of place, or you want that kind of experience where maybe it's a bit posher, a bit more upmarket, you're maybe paying through the nose for it, and you might not want to be sitting next to someone in their pyjamas.
Yeah, but the problem I have with this, Vinny, is this, and I've seen this loads of times, and it happens around Belfast as well. It's not just London. That's all great if it's a dress code for all. But as soon as the amount of people I've seen turned away from posh restaurants or, you know, VIP rooms in nightclubs because of exactly what we're talking about here, because they have to be wearing a pair of trainers or something, or usually kind of designer trainers, by the way. We're not talking about your flipping dirty, tatty pair of Reeboks you've been wearing for a couple of years. But the problem I have is this. That's all okay. I've witnessed that on many occasions. But as soon as a major celebrity turns up wearing the exact same thing, they fling the doors open and are welcomed with open arms. It's not consistent.
Have you ever been turned away, Paul?
Do you know what? I haven't. I haven't.
I don't think I believe you, Paul Martin.
I genuinely haven't, and I'm a very smart dresser, as you should know.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Souter, what do you reckon?
Oh, I think we need to keep the standards, Vinny. I think standards are slipping all over the place. And part of going out for a really nice evening meal to a really fancy restaurant, whereas you've already pointed out you're going to pay through the nose for it, I think it's about getting dressed up. I think it's about looking your best, putting on your best clothes, your best shoes, your best shirt. Your wife or your girl, your partner is going to put on their best clothes, their best dress, their best suit. And you go out and you have a really good time and you feel like you're going out for an experience and for the ambience of looking well. I think if we keep letting all these standards slip, soon we're not even going to want to wash our faces in the morning.
Oh, come on.
Or cut our hair, or, you know, this.
Well, what do you say then, Chris, to the people that might be listening to this morning and they have been turned away from somewhere where they felt they were suitably dressed for and they got turned away? Maybe they were wearing trainers, a T-shirt, a tattoo on show, and someone said, no, I know you're here for a night out, you want to spend your money, but I'm going to say, no, you are not good enough for this establishment because of how you look.
Well, I don't think it's about being good enough. I just think that a certain establishment sets out.
Of course
stall,
it is, Chris.
And that's the stall that it sets out. And if it has a certain criteria, and just for talk's sake, you don't meet that criteria, they're quite within their rights not to let you in. If they want to present a certain type of atmosphere and a certain type of look, that is completely down to them.
As soon as the celebrity rolls up, suddenly all of those rules are relaxed and it's like, come in.
And Paul, you're right, that is the issue. You know, it should apply to celebrities too. I know, look, I'm not a restaurateur, but I know if I had a restaurant and it was high-end, it was fine dining, and I stipulated on my my dress criteria that you have to wear a proper dress shoe and a celebrity rocked up, I would be the first person to stop the door and say, here, fella, or here, lady, you're not getting in.
I am sure you would. I'm sure if Joan Crawford or, I don't know, some big celeb... I don't know why she popped into my head.
You know my celeb culture too well, Vinny. You know I'd welcome them.
Well, this is it though, Chris, and I think you would totally let them in. Do you think, Paul, is this sometimes used by certain doormen if they see a big group of lads or there's someone or some people
100%.
That they're not too keen on for whatever reason, and then it's used as an excuse to not let them in?
Well, I certainly think that's the case in the sort of nightclubs and the like, and we see that all the time. And it's actually it's one of the horrible banes of the whole kind of nightclub scene is that people are made to feel like second-class citizens when they're not wearing the right gear. I don't think it happens as much in restaurants. The issue with a restaurant is somebody books a table and it's maybe a really busy restaurant and you know, they're loath to turn anybody away because they lose the cover charge on the table. But yeah, it can be an excuse, but I think, you know, we're in a time.
Can I just say as well, I'm being laughed at here behind the scenes because for some reason Joan Crawford popped into my head, and of course she did pass away some time ago. So if she walked up, I think you might let her in, whether she's wearing trainers.
You're on the ball there, Vinny.
Or not. I think it just popped. You sit in this seat and suddenly you start thinking of Joan Crawford and Bette Midler. I don't know. Joe and Kulibaki, go ahead, Joe.
Last evening I was watching MasterChef.
Yes.
BBC 1 o'clock. The contestants were entertaining, were cooking for people at the American Embassy in London.
Okay.
And the American ambassador had invited 5 special guests to come to dine. And one of the special guests was a guy who was into music. And I just said to my wife, look, he's gone in there with his gym shoes on.
Right. And what was wrong with that?
Well, you're talking about people being appropriately dressed. So you're talking about people, you know, I thought the whole discussion was regarding should people have proper footwear.
But I guess the point is, though, Joe, do you think it should matter? Should they be dressed a certain way for certain occasions?
I don't know if it matters or not, but this whole issue you're talking about is more
of course.
About appropriate dress. And I'm just making a point. A guy against the American Embassy for a special meal had got what we used to call in Ballymena, his gotties on. You know, so, I mean, that's what... I'm just making a point.
What about you, Joe, whenever you're out and about? Do you dress up if you're going for dinner?
Oh, I dress... Fred Funk I wear. I mean, I'm up Margaret. I don't wear...
You wear what?
You wouldn't know, Danny, from being honest, you wouldn't know much about...
What's wrong with being from Randallstown, Joe? You're from Kulibaki.
There isn't a good restaurant in either of them, by the way.
That's disgraceful. There is.
But at least here, boys. At least he still dresses up. You know, at least he still puts on his good shoes, his good clothes, and goes out to have a good. Joe, I'm with you, mate.
Let me finish. The people in Kulibaki know how to dress.
Do they?
We're not down market like Randallstown.
Oh, Joe, that is fighting talk. That's disgraceful. If you were in Randallstown this morning, my hometown, and you hear Joe and Kulibaki say that, 0-30-30-80-55-55, disgraceful. Are you trying to say we're a bit rough around the edges, Joe?
Funny, I have a cousin lives in Randallstown, so I better not say any more.
You could be in trouble. Stuart and Clare, go ahead, Stuart.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
It's a case of, you know what I mean, personal appearance. I think it begins at home from a young age. It's how your mum dressed you out and stuff like that. But I was just saying to your researchers there, like, for instance, there's a particular type...
The researcher, that was Gareth. He's not the researcher. He wishes he'll be the researcher one day, Stuart. Go ahead, though.
It's just a case, funny, that there's a particular style of jean out now which shows the boxer shorts. And, you know what I mean,
what?
Boxer shorts are Calvin Klein. Well, I don't wear Calvin Klein, but the point of it is that it has to be seen as well. I mean, it would have been unheard of years ago where people's underwear were...
You mean like they're called low rise? Is that what you call them? Hip huggers.
I'm too old for them
Well, what are they wearing in Clocher? Do you not walk around with your boxers on show in Clocher?
My son probably wears them.
What age are you, Stuart?
I'm 44.
But see, that's not old. Young, an age shouldn't really come into it. Surely, Chris Sutter, when it comes to how you dress, you should dress how you feel.
Well, that is true. And there is an element of dressing your age. I totally buy into that, Danny. You know, it is down to personal choice. But I think as you get older, you want to present yourself in a different way, maybe that bit more mature. Your peer group start to dress in a different way, and you almost want to fit in with them. And your dress does change as you get older. Now, I have to admit, in my shop, I have some real hip 70 and 80-year-olds that come into my shop and buy the classiest, youngest, trendiest...
Stop mentioning your shop, Chris. This is the BBC.
Ivor
and Bally Ward. Go ahead, Ivor.
Good morning. I'm not talking about people going out to eat with dress. I'm talking about people going to church.
Right.
I find that they're church dressed in denims and things like that, and I think they're very scruffy looking. I think people that go to church to tie themselves up and wear a suit.
Has the standard slipped, Ivor?
I think it has, yes.
So how should they dress, men and women, when they go to church?
Well, yeah, the men should wear a suit.
And the women?
I'm just thinking the man should be wearing a suit when they're out to church.
I think Paul Martin wants back in there. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'd just say Jesus didn't wear a suit, so I'm not sure. I would be very interested to see in the Bible the passage that says, you know, Jesus told all his disciples, you must wear a suit.
But there's a respect element there too, Paul.
Well, respect comes from within, not from what you wear. And again, that's another elitist thing, isn't it? Saying that you should wear a suit to church. Why should you wear a suit to church? Why can't you go there with goodness and grace in your heart and partake in a ceremony? It's ridiculous, and it's an element of snobbery. And it does actually show something really interesting. It's whether it's a restaurant or a nightclub, or in this case, some guy ridiculously saying everybody should wear a suit to church. It shows that we all have an inner snob in us, which we want to inflict on other people.
You do know you sound a bit snobby, Paul, to be fair.
Well, I know yeah. I do, and people have that misinterpretation of me, and I do dress up, by the way, when I go out for dinner, there but I go. Don't expect
totally
everybody else to.
Okay. Alex and Lisburn, go ahead, Alex.
Well, quite a few years ago, I was out having a dinner on a Sunday evening on a North Down Coast hotel, rough, posh hotel, and a guy walked in with no tie on. The rule was tie at that time. And the maitre d' very discreetly offered him a tie, and he went out and put a tie on, came back in, and sat down. Now, I was in a different hotel, this time on the South Down Coast, similar type of hotel, and I was sitting down for breakfast, and a girl came in the pair of pajamas. So standards had definitely changed. Owned by the same people, these hotels. Standards have definitely
changed. Why does it matter, though, Alex?
In a way, when we went to the former hotel, and you had to wear a tie, it felt like a special night. It's silly. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Now, having said that, if I had been sitting there, having had to wear a tie, and somebody walked in like Rory McIlroy in a T-shirt, I'm not saying he would, but if he did, I'd be annoyed too, I suppose. It has to be one rule for one rule for everybody. But certainly, to sit down for breakfast, having taken the wife away for what you thought was a treat, a special break, a treat for both of us, to sit beside a young, you know, 20-year-old some girl in her pyjamas didn't help the atmosphere any.
But what does it matter? Are you?
Well, I think you have to have standards.
Paul says that you're being snobbish.
Yes.
Well, maybe I am. Maybe I am being snobbish, you know, but you have to have standards.
And is it okay, do you think, Alex, that's an okay reason for someone to turn somebody away from an establishment because of how they're dressed?
I think if there's a dress code. But I don't think, that boat is sailed. You don't really have dress codes now.
Well, some places do.
Or football tops, sports tops is a dress.
The littlest hobo, also known as David Gordon, who returned to this programme, he has been turned away on a couple of occasions. Once, I think, for wearing trainers. And the second time I was actually with him and he was turned away for looking a bit scruffy. I can't remember how the doorman on the door of the bar put it, but it was basically along the lines of, you know, you're a bit too scruffy, not tonight, mate.
I've never been turned away. But in fairness, I have to say on the subject, I was sitting somewhere the other day waiting to see a doctor, and I looked around me and I was the only person in a pair of shoes. I just happened to notice there's only me in a pair of leather shoes. So footwear has changed over the years, you know. So I went the conservative side of the argument in regards to footwear. I'll not be turned away for footwear. If you see me in sports, and my friends will tell you, if you see me in trainers, there's something up.
Okay,
here,
Alex.
Benny, you still there?
Chris, go ahead.
I was just about to ask, but do you possess a nice pair of dressy shoes?
I'm insulted you would even ask me. Yes, I do. Although I often wear trainers to work. That's the beauty of radio. You could be sitting here dressed in a bin bag and no one would know. And Stephen Nolan would look better if he was.
I agree. Tell me this. When you're going out for dinner to a nice restaurant, do you dress up?
Well,
he's from Rattlestown. He doesn't have any...
Enough slag in Rattlestown. Paul Martin, where are you from?
Well, I live in Galgorm.
No, where are you from?
Well, I'm from Windsor.
You're from Ballymena.
No,
look, might have worked for years on that accent to change that, Paul Martin, but you're from Ballymena, so don't be slagging off Randallstown, all right?
I agree. Well, yeah, that's a scathing put down, but there are no nice restaurants in Randallstown.
There are! You're going to get me in trouble when I go home. There are nice restaurants in Randallstown. I have been in them. They're all nice. Let's just say, every one of them is nice. Go to Randallstown, eat there.
Very good.
Paul and Ardoyne. Paul, save me from these two idiots.
Well... All I can say is my next-door neighbour, who's 96 years of age, gets dressed up every week to go to the bank to lift his pension. And he's done it all his life, and I've said to him on numerous occasions, why do you do that? He says, "Oh, you have to. He says, "My parents always said to me, you know, you need to look proper." And he does.
And
just to go to the bank.
And you, are you talking about a suit? Is this a full suit he's putting on?
Oh, yes.
Paul?
Oh, yes.
You see, and there's that sense.
He was going to church.
There's that sense of occasion there, Paul, where he's making that effort. And sometimes, Paul Martin, when you do that, then you feel a bit better about yourself. You've gone to that effort, you've smartened yourself up, you look well.
I like that he chooses to do that, and I think it's really cool, by the way. It's a really great way to be. But I like that he chooses, the point being he chooses to do that, not that he's made to do that.
Okay. Paul Martin and Chris Suter, thank you very much. Paul, you'll return to the airwaves the next time Stephen is off, no doubt. I don't think he likes talking to you.